Your sales are probably depleting as well.
I mean, we're getting cold now, so.
No, that's not what I'm saying, mate. You said people die every day.
Yeah.
Established fact, right? But then, what I say is that you really don't know the gravity of the situation until somebody very close to you that dies. I know.
The gravity of the situation, like how? Like, I'm supposed to feel.
Like, you know, it's one thing for someone you know that dies. It's one thing for someone close to you that dies. But then, it's one thing for someone you have talked with to an existential extent to die. Those are three different things. Just imagine how your grandma should die. Like, there's a point that my grandma died. I didn't really feel anything because I didn't know the woman. Of course, she's like, wow, we were close, but like, we didn't talk on it. Like, how old was I?
Okay, because you're saying now the degree of how you know the person.
Yeah, the degree of familiarity is what differentiates death from death. Like, you can have a roommate now and the person died. You might feel like, oh my god, I was with this person. Like, but you guys didn't talk to the extent of goals and aspirations, to the extent of where you see yourself for the next 5 years.
Death is death, man.
Death isn't death.
Death is just death.
Death isn't death.
Like, there's nothing that makes death special. Like, gives death.
Nothing makes death special.
Death is meaning.
But then, death in itself is ambiguous. But what is what you make of it? Like, life now, life could be roses, right? Could be flowers, right? Life could be bliss for somebody. Life could be hell for somebody. It's what you make of it that matters. And that's the point. There's some things in life that are abstract that you have to make meaning for yourself.
So because you probably spoke to him and you probably had discussions about what the future holds,
yeah,
makes the death much more painful.
Yeah, there's some things. The death is more of like, what does someone passing away, what does it mean to you?
What does it mean to me?
What does it mean
personally?
As a person. You just know, it's like, you know, we said death is ambiguous, life is ambiguous. So when somebody dies, the question is, what does it mean to you?
Do you know the truth? Let me just tell you the truth. I'm actually quite numb to people dying at
the end.
Like, I don't romanticize death.
I'm not romanticizing it.
I'm just talking to about me in general. Like, I don't see death as something I care about per se. Like, I don't give a fuck about death. That's the same.
Okay. Why is that?
It literally happens every second, every time, and there will probably be nothing I can do about death. It's just bound to happen. Two, the second part I'm trying to figure out is empathy. I don't lack empathy about death, but I feel like death itself is a natural process that happens. So I don't like fixate too much on the act that's happened already. I just try and move on. Because one thing I noticed about death, because obviously I've experienced death and I don't know how to feel about death. I was like, what is this weird ass feeling?
Maybe see a process here. Maybe see something you haven't processed yet.
Nah. I'm done with death.
Personally, like, death itself is not, it's not crazy for me. Like what you said, like, it's not a trap.
Like,
it's not about the death itself. It's what we make of the death. You grab me.
What do you want to make of the death?
Like, no,
is there a lesson to be learned from this death?
Yes, there's a lesson to be learned. For me, like, that's what I make of it.
Okay.
So, like, no, just like the truck driver, like that, the one that we had an accident with that. So what I was trying to write in, like, why I wrote at the end was like, why I made of it. So it's not the death itself, it was why I made of the death. The idea that people die every day and questions like, where do your goals and aspirations go to? Like, what is procrastination when death could happen to anyone at any time? That was why I made of that situation, right? So it's more of like what you make of the situation itself. It's not like death is abstract. Anybody can die then.
You know why I don't like think about death in that format anymore? It's because I never want to be in a situation that I only think about death in that aspect when somebody close to me is dead or something happened or somebody died around me.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be in that ever state of thinking that
you want to generalize it, right?
No, I'm not generalizing it. I don't want to be in that state of.
What were you saying? Were you saying something about you don't want to be in the state or something?
The generalizing state of if we are moving through life normally, then when death happens, there's now a sudden pause and reflection on life and what's my life going to be when I'm dead, or what's going to happen to my friends, what's going to happen to my dreams if I don't pursue them now and shit like that.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be in that stuck stage whenever death happens around me, or maybe death happens to me and it happens to a lot of people. I want to be in that constant ever stage of death happens naturally, and I'm focused on what I can do at the moment. So I don't want to just be that my friend just died now, oh my god, just stopped last week, so every moment and every time just has to count for something, because obviously I know death is approaching and it can just happen anytime. Obviously, I know it's a cliche in the sense that we always say
like, oh
yeah,
my god,
time matters, we're supposed to say the right things
about the world.
Exactly, but we don't really. So I don't want to like try and embody that stance of, oh my god, death happened, then now I'm now calming down, I'm just re-racking my brain and stuff. Now I just want to be a person that just like moves forward and be like, okay, death has happened. I've not lost my empathy. Hey, I'm sorry for this death happening. Obviously, if it's somebody that's close to me, I will feel it. There's no way I'll not go through the emotions, but I mean, I just move on faster, I guess.
I get your idea, dude, but I like to make meaning of everything, because to me personally, everything has a reason.
You know, I had this, I don't know, maybe I've told like 2 people in my life or 3 people. You know, I was processing grief. Like, I don't even know whether, I think I've successfully processed grief, I've passed all through the stages, I don't know. I don't know, I feel like
it's just like saying now, you have processed pain or you have processed suffering.
It's something,
but then suffering comes every time.
No, but I mean, a certain, I'm trying to narrow it down to like a certain kind of suffering.
Okay.
So before I process the certain kind of suffering, I always thought like life was full, life was rich. Life was just going to go the way you planned it.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, the future is bright. The future is like, yeah, your parents will be there to see you when you like graduate. When you are getting your job, you'll be a grand, they'll be a grandchild and shit like that.
Yeah.
So I just had those notions in my head. Then I think one fateful day when my dad came back, and I was the last person he spoke to the night before he died. And guess what we spoke about?
Oh, yeah.
I was about to enter into university, and he was like, what are you going to do with your life? That kind of thing. We're just talking about what life means in general, and like what life is going to be in university, and what life is like. So I was very curious, and I was asking questions of how we navigated university. And I think we were writing down some plans for what goals I wanted to achieve, or what books I wanted to read at that age. And it was giving me like Lee Kuan Yew, it was giving me like Archbishop Desmond Tutu and shit like that. Sure. Then I spoke, I think it gave me something to eat, because the memory is kind of fuzzy. Bought something for me, we ate, we discussed, and it was just the only two of us. Like,
just two men speaking.
Yeah, like as two men speaking. Then he said something I never actually forget. Because me, I used to find my mom all the time. And I was like, bro, you're always fighting your mom. Your mom is always complaining. Take care of your mom. Take care of your brothers. Like, he specifically said something about my mom, that I should take care of my mom and shit like that. So I didn't really deep it. I was like, thought about this, and then I was like, okay, mom, I'll not be angry with mom. She's always vexing me and shit like that. So for me to just wake up the next morning, and I'm tracking my dad's life, like lifeless body around.
Did you think he knew it was going to happen?
Exactly. So they are just speculations. I don't know for sure. But my mom was like, dead. Some guys know when they are going to obviously die. Like, yeah. Some people know.
This
but
one,
I was like, nah, fuck that shit.
Did
at least.
Situation?
Nah.
Yeah, if I know.
Like, I was like, fuck that shit. Even if you're going to die, at least you tell people and shit like that. Yeah. Like, no more. Yeah, I feel like
maybe it's just a feeling, like
exactly. Yeah. Maybe it was just a feeling. So I just saw that. I actually thought that was the problem. I thought that was the cause of the death because that night I was awake for a while until like 12. I was on my phone. I was chatting, and I blamed myself that if I had heard like cry for help, I could have done something faster. I could have given him CPR.
Did he cry for help?
Nah. So like my mom just calling me out like Alpha, something's wrong with your dad and shit like that, and it just happened. Like natural occurrence, like that kind of thing. So I blamed myself quite a bit. And I allowed myself not to show any emotion, like obviously because as per at the firstborn, that kind of thing. Nigerian family, the male, don't have to show any emotions and shit like that. And I was thinking about, does God exist? Like, why does death happen? Like, I started asking myself those weird questions.
Yeah.
And at that age, I didn't even know just what to make of the death, because I was just reminding that last week, this nigga was cooking for me. This week, I can't see him no more. Then I just remember that day that it happened, the time and the date in my head.
Just etched in memory.
It just etched in my memory. Like I just memorized it, and I was like, I'm never going to ever forget this day. I'm never ever going to. But I was not like, I was asking my mom questions like, why is this happening to me and stuff like that. Then I was not open to a new world of possibilities that, oh no, nigga, it's not only fucking me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They're not special. They're not like various things that happened. Then you have Mauna's coming to your house, like telling you that you'll be okay, you'll be fine, and shit like that. But obviously, I heard what they said, but I was like, bro, I need this guy in my fucking life at this moment. Like, this is a critical period in my life that I need this guy. Like, why this guy just decides to just dip immediately when there are so much great plans that were made together and shit like that? So, for a while, I couldn't even process emotions. I don't think I cried. I cried out. I don't think I cried at any point. The first time I just thought about it deeply and cried about it was like later on when we like praying in the room in 100 level and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then I just sat down on my bed and I just started thinking about my life. Like, and Jomi was there and everybody was there and I just started crying. And those guys were like, oh, fuck, in our post. Then I think I cried for a while, then I stopped crying. So I tried to ask different questions. Why is this happening? Why does there? Why do people die young? As I never really figured out a serious answer apart from the normal Christian answers they give that,
yeah,
death happened, it's meant to happen, maybe it was his time, all this kind of stuff. So I didn't like process death in a normal situation, like in a normal way anymore, that I would just be shouting and be, oh my god, death just happened, something close to me. Like, God forbid though, something close to something bad could happen to somebody close to me, and I would probably know like very show crazy emotions. I'll just, in that moment in my head, I'm just breezing through, fast forwarding the death situation. I'll be like, okay, what's next? What's next? So what are we doing now? So,
do you think that's helpful?
I don't know.
No, the question I'm meaning to ask is that it's not about the death itself. What did it mean for you?
Me? For me?
What did you
mean? It meant a lot of things for me because I lost the one person I could actually talk to, like, that understood me as a person. I lost the one person that we had dreams and plans together to talk, like obviously achieve. We had these crazy ideas and stuff that we're trying to pan out. I lost the person like ask questions and be curious about something. Like obviously guy to guy could relate on some issues and speak about some issues. I lost the person that could provide for me and give me that protection and support. So to have that taken from you at a certain age is just you are somewhat left unprotected. Like you are left vulnerable to the world and you just have to start finding yourself and finding who you are as a person. But you can't really get that shielding that a father brings to a family. So it was just like I was just free in the world. Like I had nobody I could run back to, I had nobody that could teach me anything. I had to just start navigating how does one become a man. When obviously if I had a man behind me, I'd just go and ask the right questions and be like, yo, how did you do this stuff? Or will guide me the right path. And maybe some mistakes I haven't made before, I have not made them.
Yeah.
And shit like that. But I mean, that was life. And I just processed it and I just looked at everything and I was like, oh no. That was just life. Like this is just part of life. And
the problem is that I don't want people to see natural occurrences, death, rain, sun, whatever. I don't want them to see it as that's like. I want you to see it as there's something to it.
Okay, in your opinion, what is it? What is?
So now the guy that I was talking about, Joshua, right? There were a lot of things I learned from Joshua, right? What I noticed about Joshua is that Joshua was a very calm guy. Like, Joshua was like the calmest guy. Like, he was super calm, bro. Like, if he needed to say something, he would say it. But then, in the event that nothing needed to be said, he would say it. And personally, for me, like, during my calmness journey of loss, just trying to be a little bit calmer every day, I learned most of what I learned was from Joshua. Like, Joshua would be that nigga, like, guy is so calm, like, you won't. This guy is calm, bro. Like, the things that you expect him to, like, have input on, and you won't just say anything, just be observing. Like, even there was this other roommate that I had to, Mr. D, he's calling Mr. D, right? Like, these guys are, like, calm guys, like, and I learned a lot from their calmness. Joshua had a calm approach to things, like, and that what it means for me. Like it makes you rethink your whole life. So now, he's no more now. In the event that now that he's no more. It's not about the death itself, but it's what I'm making from it. What he did to me, like what he impacted in my life and how I can live or I can take what I learned from him and apply it into my life moving forward, knowing that anybody can die at any moment.
I get what you mean, but let me just give you another scenario. Maybe the reason why someone is on earth right now, he knows that obviously he's going to die.
Yeah.
But he wants to do something monumental that will be remembered for.
Yeah.
So he creates some, like maybe he creates something that helps people.
Mm-hmm.
Or his character is very good and people want to embody that character.
Yeah.
So obviously he's leaving something behind, he's trying to contribute to the world in some way. I mean, I think for people that are close to us that we lose early on in life, we obviously pick some things that we think, like sometimes we don't pay attention. Like it is later on that we lose the person that we say, oh my God, I actually learned this thing from this person. Or I have this scenario that I saw how this person behaved and I appreciated how we behaved in that scenario. So, but I mean, for my situation, I could have said I learned a lot of my dad, I guess. Exactly. And it impacted a lot to me.
Exactly.
But
that's the meaning of
that I mean,
that's the meaning of his death too.
Those memories, those behaviors, those things are the ones that like keeping him probably alive in my mind.
Yeah.
Like those ideas he had, those talks that we had are the things that I remember. But I look back to them and I'm like, do I really remember everything about this person? do I like remember all those memories? Like, for how long can I hold on to those memories? I mean, he has impacted something that obviously cannot live my life.
Yeah.
Like, but that's the point. I remember though. That he probably gave me some lessons now that have been helping me in life that I know that I can't forget them either.
Yeah.
But there are some things that I don't think I can remember about him again.
Like, that's the point of the reflection. The point of the, like, reflecting on somebody's life as a, like their journey, their life, what they did to you, their impact to you, and how you can move forward. It's not about holding on to memories. It's about learning from those memories that you had together, learning from the shared memories, learning from what they did, what they didn't do, the mistakes they made, and trying to make inferences from it, trying to, like, make rules from it that, okay, like, what I noticed from this guy is that he was so calm, and at the end of the day, anything that you actually fear doesn't really come to pass. So being calm is all right. Like, you know, just making like rules or like list or like just mental notes in your mind that, okay, from this guy's life, he did this. And at the end of the day, he was actually right, he was actually wrong. And this is why I can learn from it. When you learn from something, when you understand something, when you take it close to your heart, and then you suck out all the knowledgeable juice from it, you tend to like let it go. So now, in the event of that accident where the driver died, right, I was looking at his lifeless body, like, straight up, and I could not process anything. Like, for that day, the event, the time we were taking pictures, I had to like come out, like take a breather. Like, it was, I was replaying to my mind the time we were going home throughout the journey, bro. I was deep in thoughts. I was just replaying that event to my mind, and I could not let that event go until I made meaning from it. I could not let that event go until I wrote something. I'm like, okay, this is what I learned from this guy's situation. And right now, I hardly remember it, unless maybe I hear like the sound of a truck or like horn or something. Except from that, like, I've made peace with the memory.
Well, what I'll say is that maybe I make peace faster. But the thing is that I think that as much as we cliche sound and everything we say that we're supposed to cherish people, we're supposed to like spend good time with our people.
Yeah.
This is maybe a reminder that our lives are not like infinite. Like, obviously we are finance people, like we die and shit like that, but whatever we pick from those people that have left before us,
mm-hmm,
is like whatever is like the actions and the character that they have done in their lifetime, wherever we pick can help us in our navigation of how we live our life at the moment or in the future, if there is a future.
Mm-hmm. So like, just like that, your quote, like, if there's a future,
pauses, yeah,
if there's a future.
I think it's a necessary pause.
So what do you learn from death in a general perspective?
Death? You know what I learned from death? I just learned that death is constant.
Okay.
That's the only thing I learned from death.
You know what I learned from death? Oh, I learned a lot from death. I learned that everything you're so afraid of does not matter, bro. Joshua is dead. His mom is going to cry about him. Everyone's going to cry about him. I'm going to be sad. I'm going to write about him, do a podcast, whatever.
Okay.
1 week, that's you thinking about him. 1 year, his parents have, like, people move on very quickly.
Yeah, obviously.
So, like, what is the point of being so afraid of doing this or doing that, or like people saying stuff to you? Like, what's the point of not actually waking up every morning to do what you want to fucking do because you want to fucking do it? What's the point? Like, that's why I literally learned from death, in the sense that if you want to do something, bro, do it. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, even though somebody says this is trash, like, do your shit, man. Nobody gives a fuck, bro. This guy drops an album today. I listen to it. I say it's trash. Next week, I don't give a fuck about the album. And then somebody might look at him and be like, oh my God, like, oh, he said it's trash. And like, you're going to change your whole style. You might even give up on music because I said it's trash. I won't even think that I've even moved on from that shit.
Could be trash, though.
Like, exactly. And that's why you were talking to me, like, in the, like, how can I listen to my old episodes? See, trust me. 1 year ago, I could not listen to my fucking. If I record an episode and I edit it, I'm not playing it back. I cannot play my podcast episode back, bro. Like, that was me, bro. I was so critical of, like, how does this sound? Like, I don't like the way it sounds. Like, I was struggling with, I didn't like the way it sounds and having to achieve purpose. That was what I was struggling with. But having to achieve purpose was always higher. And that's where we were waiting on that podcast episode. But in the event that I didn't like the way it sounds, triumphed. That was the part that took a break and everything until I started liking the way it sounds. I still don't like the way it sounds. I feel it could be better. But now I own that shit, man. I like it, I enjoy it, I bask in it. It's not like as if fully 100%, but like right now I'm on 80% and it's better than back when I could not even play my old episodes. So like what I learned from that is do your shit, man. Do it. Anything you want to do, fucking do it, bro. Like, don't give a fuck.
Cause it's coming for you.
Cause it's coming for everyone.
It's
coming for
everyone. It's behind everyone. You know, I generally have this idea that, I don't know, Shah, it's more of a Christian idea than whatever you are meant to do in your life, your destiny as a person. Like, there are a lot of things that could cause that off. Like, maybe yourself, you yourself cause that off by accelerating your dates, your like debts.
Making mistakes, right?
Yeah, making some certain mistakes that
you shouldn't make.
Yeah, irreconcilable, Shah. But I genuinely think that for every person that comes to life and dies, he has a purpose.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
His death also has a purpose.
Exactly. Another way, there's some people's death that means something to me.
Yeah, sure.
That's why Joshua's death means something to me. I don't know if anybody's death mean anything to me though, but this Joshua's death means something to me. The guy that, the Bojara that died, means something to me. Right. And I guess everyone is supposed to make him friends.
I think I've been too long to death because every day we see news of.
Every day people die. Like, you know, I literally said it now, like, every day people die.
Edmund,
but it's different like, when it's people close to you. It's different when you've had important conversation with this person, and it's different when you make meaning of someone's death. Like, if you make meaning of someone's death before, like, you actually sit down and ask yourself, what was the meaning of this person's death to me, bro? Anybody that dies next that is very close to you, you feel it, bro.
Meaning of death.
Like, death is ambiguous, and like, we just talked about
this.
What's the meaning?
Can you truly make meaning of somebody's death?
No, it's not about truly. It's about what it makes to you. What it makes to you is not true. Yeah. It's exactly subjective. It's a subjective situation. What Joshua's death makes to me is not what Joshua's death makes to his mom or his brother or his sister. But it makes something to me, and I will run with that idea, and I will leave memories behind.
From death. How's it like asking?
Is it okay to pose the conversation?
Happy. I'm happy for death, but
is it okay to pose the conversation?
Our conversation is vulnerable as fuck.